It's February, day 16. So today's question is all about movies and cable channels and movie apps and movie channels and all that sort of stuff. Don't have any of that. People probably wouldn't be surprised, as I am the audio wrangler, that audio's my main thing. For me, I don't think you can beat a radio drama. It just, I don't know. It's just me and audio. I love audio. But to talk about movies, I'll just say this, that my favourite genre of movies has to be film noir from the 1940s. For me, it's my favourite genre. Also, probably because they're black and white. I don't know, something about black and white for me.
My name's Marlowe, General Sternwood wanted to see me.
Yes, Mr. Marlowe. Will you come in, please, sir? I'll tell the general that you're here.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
You're not very tall, are you?
Yeah, well, I tried to be.
Not bad looking. Well, you probably know it.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Riley, Doghouse Riley.
That's a funny kind of name.
You think so?
What are you, a prize fighter?
No, I'm a shamus.
What's a shamus?
It's a private detective.
You're making fun of me.
Uh-huh.
General will see you now, sir. Who's that?
Miss Carmen Sternwood, sir.
Got a wiener. She's old enough.
Yes, sir.
You know, things like Key Largo is one of my favourite films. And Big Sleep, Maltese Falcon, they're all just brilliant. I love them.
You know you don't have to act with me, Steve. You don't have to say anything, and you don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
What is it?
The stuff that dreams are made of.
Huh?
Ah, little lad, you're staring at my fingers. Would you like me to tell you the little story of right hand, left hand? The story of good and evil? H-A-T-E. It was with this left hand that old brother Cain struck the blow that laid his brother low. L-O-V-E. You see, these fingers, dear hearts, these fingers has veins that run straight to the soul of man. The right hand, friends, the hand of love. Now watch and I'll show you the story of life. These fingers, dear hearts, is always a warring and a tugging, one against the other. Now watch them. Old brother left hand hates a fighting, and it looks like love's a goner. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Dog loves a winning. Yes, sirree. It's love that won. And old left hand hate is down for the count.
There's something about Bogart's acting, and then also my other favourite noir star would be Bob Mitchum. There's something about them. They don't, it's as if they're not trying, which Bob Mitchum actually gets asked in this clip. So I'll leave you with Mr. Robert Mitchum and then Mr. Julian Cope.
Robert Mitchum, underneath all this, you take your profession very seriously.
Very
indeed.
Seriously.
They are setting me up again. But you're,
well, that's what you said it, not I.
I think you take it very seriously, but you like to pretend that you don't.
Okay.
Would you agree?
No, but
all right, I'll give you an example of what I mean. Somebody like Humphrey Bogart, who I admired very much as an actor, who is generally agreed, I think, to have been a very fine actor, one of the finest we ever had. And yet he, like you, used to give the impression that he didn't give a damn about his job.
No, no. He was a professional actor. From 9 till 6. After that, he was a Bogart. You know, just himself.
Ah, so now we have it. Would you admit that you're a professional actor?
When I'm paid, during working hours.
There was a time when you said that you wouldn't care if you never made another picture at all.
I said that the first day I ever went to work. It was never starry-eyed and fascinated by the magic of the movies. You know, take the money and run.
So what would you do if you suddenly found that the offers weren't coming in?
Weep, I suppose. All the way to the bank.
1, 2, 3, 4. Robert Merchant, I wrote a song for you. Robert Merchant, I love you, yes, I love you, yes, I really do. The part in Ryan's Daughter, when you lose your wife, I've never seen a more dignified man in my life. Robert Merchant, I wrote a song for you. Robert Merchant, I wrote a song for you. Robert Merchant, I love you, yes, I love you, yes, I really do. You and Carol Lombard and the Hollywood Vice, if I was in the same position, no, I wouldn't think twice. Robert Merchant, I wrote a song for you. In my town, all that's right is wrong. Why did sepulchres fly around? Religion, please be gone. Robert Mitchum, j'écris une chanson pour vous. Robert Mitchum, je vous aime, oui, je vous aime, oui, je really do. So cancel your objections to this song, don't you weep. You're such a dude, you're such a guy, you know, you're so half asleep. Robert Mitchum, I wrote a song for you. Robert Mitchum.